amount of goodwill in the first 4 weeks or so of lockdown. I think there was a lot of plaudits and praise for President Ramaphosa and the decision to lock down hard and lock down early. But I do think this has been a bit of a tipping point. I think that a lot of the decisions around exercise and tobacco and alcohol have led people to be a bit upset and confused, and it does seem to be a bit ambiguous a lot of the time.
Well, I mean, speaking of that, you wrote an article called The Case for Lifting the Cigarette Ban, where you say, in your opinion, it's a bizarre decree around cigarettes, hot pies and roast chickens, and a necessary distraction, you called it as well. Do you still hold that same view? And also, I believe your name came up recently. You were brought up, cited in court for the application that British American Tobacco's got going.
Yeah, and FITA, which is the Independent Tobacco Organizations, which is, has also gone to court, mentions that exact article in its court papers. I'm no big supporter of big tobacco, nor am I a smoker in any way. But I do think this is definitely a case for lifting the tobacco ban. And for me, that the major reason around that is because of the loss to the fiscus and the fact that the black market is absolutely booming at the moment. We know that it's completely naive to think that if you stop people from smoking, that they're not going to smoke. But people are still finding cigarettes and they're finding this on the black market, and that's booming. And so I think that that's a huge loss of about 1.5 billion rand to the fiscus during lockdown. And also I think that if there's a there's a lot of goodwill that could have been earned from governments as well. And this really is a sideshow that is now taking center stage. And it's really an unnecessary debate. I mean, I share the arguments on health reasons. Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma saying that it's because people are licking zoles and passing them on, and because they received 2,000 submissions. But I don't think that's necessarily a good enough argument. I think that there's a lot of other arguments for lifting the ban.
Well, Kiswete as well saying today that, you know, based on what they're able to look at right now, it seems very clear to them, as you're assuming and I'm assuming as well, that the illicit market is booming. And, you know, we've got to kind of, we're not in the best position financially as a country anyway. So obviously these are considerations that have to be taken into account. We're going to take a quick break and come back with Matt.